and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Today's episode of Newfound Records, Music from 1956, is a repeat broadcast. We first aired it on March the 7th of 2026.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to today's program. On this episode, we're going to roll back the clock 70 years to 1956 and check out what NL-related music first hit the shops in that year. Now, back in 56, the number of new recordings by local artists was skimpy compared to nowadays. Most new NL music back then was in the folk vein, and there was a spattering of country and pop as well, and most of the artists were up-alongers. Very few locals were cutting records in 56. Now, we're going to get to those oldies shortly, but I thought we'd kick off with a nostalgic ditty written by Trout River's Roy Payne. He sings of a time when a dollar was a dollar, a handshake was a bond, and no one heard of AIDS or teenage sex. That's the way things looked in 56.
Well, a dollar was a dollar way back then. A handshake was a bond between two friends. And drugs were something doctors used just to cure the sick. That's the way things looked in 56. And Mama, bless her soul, was still alive. Television didn't rule the family life. And no one ever heard of AIDS or teenage sex. That's the way things looked in 56. And rock and roll was new and Satan free. And I was just a country boy with country dreams, walking home from school holding hands with young Beatrice Keats. That's the way things looked in 56. No one ever knew of acid rain. You either rode a pickup or a train. And you went to church on Sunday just for God and not for sex. That's the way things looked in 56. Old Hank was my hero and still is. Mama bought my first guitar because of him. Hey, and Luther played a strange guitar, but he taught me how to pick. That's the way things looked in 56. Yes, and rock and roll was new and Satan free. And I was just a country boy with country dreams, walking home from school holding hands with young Beatrice Keats. Hey, that's the way things looked in 56. That's the way things looked in 56.
There you go. Back in 56, composed by Roy Payne. Song that was later recorded by Dick Nolan. Michael T. Wall, he recorded it as well. Roy Payne's version is rather hard to find. As far as I know, it was only released on cassette tape back in 1980, I think. Not released on vinyl or compact disc. And it's on his album, The Last of the Reasons I Keep Going Home, which I figure was released around 1980. And the musician credits on this are rather scanty, but Charlie Crocker gets the credit, the great guitarist. And Steve Smith, steel guitar wizard, he got a musician credit as well, but nobody else is credited. Okay, we're all about 1956 today. We're going to hear now from Larry Harvey. And Harvey has a rather interesting history. Newfoundlander, not sure where he was born, but he grew up singing at home with his grandfather and moved to Toronto in the late 1940s or early 1950s, not quite sure, doing a bit of singing up there in nightclubs and on radio and TV, and signed a recording contract with King Records in Nashville, prestigious label. Was an original member of the American Country Music Association and released a few 45 RPM singles on that King label in, I think, 1956. So the guy had a promising career back then, but he soon abandoned music for a secure job, had a growing family, had to provide for them. I don't think he was really well known in Newfoundland because he lived on the mainland for much of his life, passed away 11 years ago in 2015. So let's hear one of those songs from 56 now, song that Larry Harvey has a co-write credit for. Song is called The Seasons, and I think this guy has a great voice with a strong resemblance to Hank Snow. What do you think?
The season shouldn't mean a thing. First it's winter, then it's spring. But a true love never grows warm when cold. Like snow that falls and melts away, the seasons never come to stay. Like a pickled heart that I could never hold. What's the spring without the sun? What's the summer?
There you go. Great stuff. Larry Harvey with The Seasons. Well, you are listening to Newfound Records. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker. Today, music from 1956. And I want to extend a warm welcome now to those listening on my mother station, which is 93.5 FM CHMR in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Also, I welcome those listening on the Bell of the Bay, Radio Bell Island. And to listeners in Exploits Valley Community Radio, Grand Falls, Windsor. Welcome, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy our flashback to NL music from 70 years ago. And we now are going to switch the genre to folk music. Our next artist is Omar Blondell, also known as Sagebrush Sam. And Omar, he came to St. John's in 1955, and really quickly established himself on local radio and by performing in various local venues in the St. John's area, mostly, I would think. People thought of him back then as NL's Burl Ives, and certainly Omar idolized Burl Ives. Now, Blondell was quickly made aware of the Gerald S. Doyle songbooks when he came here, and he fell in love with those local folk songs, and he was surprised that so few of them had ever been recorded. So he set about to change that. Released his first record in 1956, and typically on his records, he released many of them as time went on, typically he accompanied himself on the guitar. His first album, released in 1956, was called Trade Winds, the Saga of Newfoundland in Song. And oddly enough, and I find this pretty bizarre, there were two different releases of that particular LP. It had two different cover images and two different sleeves. One has a paper sleeve, the other, cardboard. They both have the same number, Rodeo RLP 5. Now, what's really strange is that most of the arrangements of the songs are different on the two albums. Songs are the same titles, songs are in the same order, but they're different recordings. And on no song is that more evident than on the song The Old Polina. On one album, Omar is accompanied, as usual, by his guitar. But on the other, he's accompanied by a piano player. And of course, the piano player is not named. So Omar Blondell singing with a piano accompaniment is rare. And this may be the only song, in fact, that he recorded with piano backing him up.
There's a noble fleet of whalers sailing from Dundee, manned by British sailors for to take a mar the sea. On a western ocean passage, we started on the trip, and we flew along just like a song in our gallant whaling ship. And the wind was in her quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sailed the Arctic sea can beat the Old Polina. You need not try, me sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. Art Jackson set the canvas, fair weather got up steam, and Captain Guy, the daring by, came plunging through the stream. And Mullins in the Husky tried to beat the bloomin' lot, but to beat the Old Polina was something he could not. And the wind was in her quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sailed the Arctic Sea can beat the Old Polina. You need not try, me sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. There's the noble Terra Nova, a model without doubt. The Arctic and Aurora, they talk so much about. Art Jackman's model mailboat, the terror of the sea, tried to beat the Old Polina on a passage from Dundee. And the wind was in her quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the Old Polina. You need not try, me sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. And now we're back in old St. John's, where rum is very cheap. We'll drink a health to Captain Guy, who brought us o'er the deep. A health to all our sweethearts, and to our wives so fair. Not another ship could make the trip with Polina, I declare. And the wind was in her quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the Old Polina. You need not try, me sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's.
There you have it, the great Omar Blondell with the Old Polina, backed by a mysterious piano player. I would have to think that that was probably Bob McLeod, or it might have been Ralph Walker even. Could have been someone else too. Okay, let's stick with Sagebrush Sam right now. And we're going to hear a song that has great historical significance, I think. Released in 1956 as a single only, song The Wild Colonial Boy. And on this, the great significance to it, he's accompanied by Wilf Doyle and Wilf's wife, Christine. So Wilf, of course, would have been playing the accordion, and I would think that Christine was, she might have been chipping in some harmony vocals on this, I'm not sure. She might have been playing the guitar, I'm not sure what she was doing, really. But this marked the first recording by Wilf Doyle. It came out before Wilf Doyle's album that we're going to hear a track from a little later in the program. And this all came about when Omar Blondell coaxed Wilf Doyle into the recording studio. He had to work at it because Wilf had never been in a recording studio before, and he was a little bit anxious about it, I think. In the song, then, The Wild Colonial Boy, Omar does the singing, and I think that this single, the two songs on it, are the only ones that Omar Blondell ever recorded with accordion accompaniment.
There was once a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only pride, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his happy home. And to Australia's sunny land, he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich and helped the poor, he stabbed James McElroy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on Australia's plains, as Jack he rode along, listening to the mockingbird as it sang in happy song, a bullet pierced his proud young heart, fired by the man Fitzroy. And that is how they captured him, the wild colonial boy. Now 'tis many the year has passed along since men have heard his name, but some there are who still recall the story of his fame. He died in youth, but was in truth old Ireland's pride and joy. And that is why we still sing of the wild colonial boy.
There you have it. Omar Blondell, backed by Wilf Doyle on accordion with The Wild Colonial Boy from 1956, as are all songs that you are going to hear on this program today. You are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker, and I want to extend a warm welcome now to those listening on the Bay 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, and as well to listeners on Voice of Bombay Radio, with transmitters in Norris Point and Rocky Harbour on the Great Northern Peninsula in the beautiful Bombay area. Welcome one and all. Thank you for tuning in to NL Music from 1956. Okay, I'm going to stick now with Omar Blondell, and his star was quickly rising in Newfoundland back in 1956. Newfoundlanders loved him and adopted him as one of their own right away, you might say. Now, Omar released a few singles in addition to his first LP in 1956. That was a year in which the 78 RPM shellac recordings, they were fading out, and they were gradually being replaced by 45 RPM vinyl singles. But we're going to hear one now that Omar released only on shellac. I think so, anyway. It's a rare record and a song that was composed by Omar. Played it on this program a few times before. It's a song that Omar came up with when he was commissioned by the A&D Pulp and Paper Company to write a song about the process of making paper. And here he is singing of barkers, groundwood, sulfite, chippers, digesters, pulpstone, the furnish, stock crests, and paper machines. And it's only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper.
Tis wood we must have the newsprint to make, and tis only the spruce and the fir that we take. We're out in the woods at the first crack of dawn, where we wax them all down and we mow them all on. And tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Then tis off to the mill with the logs we must go, be it 90 above or 100 below. We could carry them there, but tis hard on the liver, so we send them by train and by truck and by river. And tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. So hello to the mill and the barker machine that debarks the logs and leaves them all clean. And soon be it groundwood and sulphite and all, to prepare me old logs for their next port of call. And tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. But first is the chipper inside of the mill, where the logs are conveyed and they're left there until they're made into chips, and God bless me so, Esther, the whole bloomin' mess goes into the digester. And is only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Now the chips are all cooked and we soon move along to the towers, we call them the weak and the strong. Here the weak and the strong are combined by a means that is Greek to old Sam, who knows not of machines, and is only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Soon tis off to the pulpstone department, no less, where the fibers are ground to a pulpy old mess. But tis pulp we must have, and the means for to grind it, so we forget there's a mess, or pretend we don't mind it, for tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Now the pulp is called groundwood, and sulfite's put in, so there's certain proportions of each in the bin. When the stuff is all mixed, it receives a new name. 'Tis confusion, I know, but 'tis all in the game. Yes, 'tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Well, the furnish is made, so we'd best move along to the stock chests ahead, and I'll say in the song, 'tis a delicate manner in which 'tis distributed to the paper machines which receive what's contributed. And 'tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Soon the paper comes out with the edges all clipped, and 'tis rolled by the rollers and prepared to be shipped. And if the A&D made it, there's none will deny, 'tis the best in the world and a pleasure to buy. And that's about all of the caper in the business of making the paper.
There you go. So ends our trilogy of Omar Blondell recordings from 1956. That was The Business of Making the Paper, a song that Omar composed himself. Okay, next we're going to hear from folk singer Ed McCurdy. And Ed McCurdy, of course, was enormously popular in the late 1950s and the early 1960s. Best known for penning the song, Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. And he was actually an American who had the good sense to move to Canada early in his career. And he became touted as Canada's leading balladeer and folk singer. Spent time in Newfoundland in the early 1950s. Came here to study Newfoundland folk songs so that the world will know and enjoy these colorful ballads. That's a quote from something or other that I came up with. Ed McCurdy actually had a daily radio show on Newfoundland CBC stations while he was here, and he made many public performances. Well, we are going to hear a track now from an album that he released in 1956, the album being called A Ballad Singer's Choice. And on that album were three Newfoundland songs. And here's one of them, The Star of Logie Bay. And I'm going to read you a short quote now from that album's liner notes. And I quote, "The Star of Logie Bay is a Newfoundland local song and is very typical of the sentimental ballads so much loved by Newfoundlanders. I learned this melodic version from a young lady introduced to me by Gerald S. Doyle."
Ye ladies and ye gentlemen, I pray you lend an ear till I locate the residence of a lovely charmer fair. The curling of her yeller locks first stole my heart away, and her place of habitation is down in Logie Bay.
was on a summer's evening, this little place I found. I met her aged father, who did me sore confound, saying, if you address my daughter, I'll send her far away, and she never will return again while you're in Logie Bay. How could you be so cruel as to part me from my love? Her tender heart beats in her breast as constant as a dove. Oh, Venus was no fairer, nor the lovely month of May. May heaven above shower down its love on the star of Logie Bay. 'Twas on the very next evening he went to St. John's Town and engaged for her a passage on a vessel outward bound. He robbed me of my heart's delight, and he sent her far away, and he left me here downhearted for the star of Logie Bay. Oh, now I'll go a-roaming, I can no longer stay. I'll search the wide world over in every country. I'll search in vain through France and Spain, likewise America, until I sight my heart's delight, the star of Logie Bay. Now to conclude and finish, the truth to you I'll tell. Between Torbay and Outer Cove, 'tis there my love did dwell. The finest girl that graced our isle, so every one did say. May the heaven above send down its love on the star of Logie Bay.
Ed McCurdy, Canada's leading balladeer and folk singer, with his rendition of The Star of Logie Bay. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and at this time, I welcome listeners who are tuned in to CIOE-FM, community radio in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, and welcome to listeners of CHSR-FM in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show today. Today we are featuring music from 1956, music with some kind of a Newfoundland and Labrador connection. Now, our next spin is by artists Joyce Sullivan and Charles Jordan, who I know nothing about really, other than they released an album called Folk Songs of Canada back in 1956. And there were three Newfoundland songs on that album, and one of them was the Blooming Bright Star of Belle Isle. And that was included in the Doyle songbooks of 1927 and 1940. So this recording of the song is probably the first recording of it. Now, the liner notes for this album say it's of Irish origin. In recent years, these scholars have analyzed this song extensively in an attempt to determine its origin. Was it North American or was it Irish? Jury is still out on that one, as I understand it. It's been recorded by groups like the Irish Descendants. They recorded it in 2001. Back in 1970, Bob Dylan actually recorded it. And on his album, he's credited as the composer. So that's kind of weird. Okay, let's hear then. Joyce Sullivan and Charles Jordan, accompanied by Stan Wilson on guitar, The Blooming Bright Star of Belle Isle.
One evening for pleasure I rambled to view the fair fields all along down by by the banks of Loch Erin, where beauty and pleasure were known. I spied a fair maid at her labor, which caused me to stay for a while. I thought her the goddess of beauty, the blooming bright eye. I humbled myself to her beauty. Fair maiden, where do you belong? Are you from the heavens descended, abiding in Cupid's fair throng?
Young man, I will tell you a secret. It's true I'm a maid that is poor, and to part from my vows and my promise is more than my heart can endure. Therefore I'll remain at my service and go through all hardship and toil, and wait for the lad that has left me alone on the banks of Belle-Isle.
Young maiden, I wish not to banter. 'Tis true I came here in disguise. I came to fulfill my last promise and hope to give you a surprise. I own you're the maid I love dearly. You've been in my heart all the while. For me there is no other damsel than my blooming bright star of Belle-Isle.
Joyce Sullivan and Charles Jordan, the blooming bright star of Belle-Isle. I'm going to move on now to a number by renowned Canadian folklorist from the days of yore, a fellow by the name of Ken Peacock. And he traveled coast to coast in Canada, collecting and recording folk songs. He first collected songs in Newfoundland back in 1951, and ultimately collected over 700 songs from most regions of the island. Amazing. He published many of those in his three books. A series of books were called Songs of the Newfoundland Outports. They were published in 1965. Now, in 1956, Ken Peacock put out an album. It was called Songs and Ballads of Newfoundland, and he sang the songs on that album a cappella. The number we're going to hear right now is the traditional The Loss of the Eliza, and Ken Peacock collected this song from Patrick Rossiter of Fermuse. Supposedly, the original composer of this song was the fiancé of the Eliza's captain.
For Damhurst's hardy youthful crew sang cheerily as they passed. But yet for Damhurst little knew that sailing was their last. Only the small birds overhead, encircling in the blue, screamed down the wind in fear and dread of some strange terror new. Yet cheerily the Eliza's crew intoned their sailing song, and merrily the good ship bounds, with song she flies along. The bright spray sparkling round her bow gives promise fair that day, How false that promise now we know in sad St. Mary's Bay. Now storms have come to Newfoundland by stealth and treachery. The cold nor'easter's chilly hand is dark with tragedy. So that we schooner Eliza on this October day must match her brave unequal strength with herons that cross her way. Torrential rain strikes on the main like to the hand of fate. The waters near grow white with fear of what may be in wait. Then burst the gale on spar and sail, and shocked the Eliza reeled, and shuddered like a king in strife who sees his doom revealed. With riven sails before the gale, the staunch Eliza flew. Those hardy hearts have done their part in her courageous crew. Dark night and storm enwrap her form, the warning billows roar. The hurricane her timbers strain, she'll sail in pride no more. Death's angel creeps along the deep, the strength of man is vain. God's will be done, my son, I'll never see again. Then it was learned in Riverhead, the schooner had set sail, all deeply laden fore and aft, and flew into the gale. Long hours of deep anxiety were by a maiden spent, whose fingers trembled on the keys of every message sent, asking for tidings of her beloved, while her two brothers share the terrors of that night of woe, that night that breathes despair. Deep shadows now o'ershade their brow, Cape Race's message tells. A ship dismasted drifts to sea before tempestuous swells, and all around her office howling at this very door, the shrieking wind cries through the night, you'll see them nevermore. And sad to say, 'tis told today throughout our little town, that not one word was ever heard where this good ship went down. Her light seen on the darkening main by Captain Welsh and crew. From off the Trasher's dauntless deck was all we ever knew. Gay Captain Jim, we'll think of him when all the neighbors meet, when tales of bravery are told by many a fishing fleet. But we will hear his voice no more, or know his welcome tread. In homes that loved his presence there, St. Mary's Riverhead.
Ken Peacock, The Loss of the Eliza. Well, you are listening to Newfound Records. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker. And now I extend a welcome to those listening on Townships Community Radio in Brome, Missisquoi, Quebec, and to those listening on CKXU-FM, Campus and Community Radio in Lethbridge, Alberta. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're enjoying our music from 70 years ago. Okay, our next artist is a fellow by the name of Milt Okun, O-K-U-N. And Milt Okun, an American, and he had quite a career. He was a renowned music arranger, a conductor, founded a music publishing company. He was a singer as well. Now, he had great fame. He created arrangements or produced for a large number of American popular groups and artists, such as Peter, Paul and Mary, the Chad Mitchell Trio, the Brothers Four, and John Denver. I think he produced all of John Denver's records. And he's had many other musical credits as well. Now, you're thinking, what's this got to do with Newfoundland and Labrador? Well, back in 1956, Milt Okun released an album. His album was called I Sing of Canada, and on it he included a few Newfoundland folk songs. And we're going to hear two of them now, back to back. Song he called Catch a Hold This One, which we usually call Feller from Fortune. And right after that, we'll hear his rendition of Eyes to Buy.
Oh, there's lots of fish in Bonavista Harbor, lots of fish riding around here. Boys and girls are fishing together, 45 from Carbonear. Oh, catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, swing around this one, dance around she. Catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, diddle-dum this one, diddle-dum-dee. Uncle George got up in the morning, he got up in a heck of a tear, tore the seat right out of his britches, now he's got no pair to wear. Oh, catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, swing around this one, dance around she. Catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, diddle-dum this one, diddle-dum-dee. Sally is the pride of Cat Harbor, she ain't been swung since way last year, drinking rum and wine and Cassie, what the boys brought home from St. Pierre. Oh, catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, swing around this one, dance around she. Catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, diddle-dum this one, diddle-dum-dee. Sally goes to church every Sunday, not for to sing, nor for to hear, but to see the fella from Fortune, what was down here fishing the year. Oh, catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, swing around this one, dance around she. Catch a hold this one, catch a hold that one, diddle-dum this one, diddle-dum-dee. Eyes the bye that builds the boat, and eyes the bye that sails her. Eyes the bye that catches the fish and takes them home to Lizer. Hip your partner Sally Thibault, hip your partner Sally Brown, Pogo, Twillingate, Morton's Harbour, all around the circle. I took Liza to a dance, and faith, but she could travel. Every step that she did take was up to her knees in gravel. Hip your partner Sally Thibault, hip your partner Sally Brown, Pogo, Twillingate, Morton's Harbour, all around the circle. Aubrey Wright, she's out of sight, her petticoat wants a border. Old Sam Oliver in the dark, he kissed her in the corner. Hip your partner Sally Thibault, hip your partner Sally Brown, Pogo, Twillingate, Morton's Harbour, all around the circle.
There you go, Milt Okun, Catch a Hold This One, and Eyes to Buy from 1956. Okay, now here's something that I think is really special. Our next artist from 1956, Mary Lou Collins. Mary Lou from St. John's, of course. I've often spun tracks by her on this program. Had a stellar career throughout Canada and the US in the 1960s and 1970s. Paired with top pop acts, and I mean top pop acts, like Wayne and Schuster in Canada. In the US, she appeared with Jack Benny, Bob Hope, many, many more. Now, before that fame, about 10 years before it, she recorded two singles in St. John's in 1956 when she was 12 years old. And that made Mary Lou Collins, Newfoundland and Labrador's first child, to make a record. The track we are going to hear from her right now is called Cashmere Sweater. And actually, this is the first time I've spun this one. In the what? How long has this show been on the go? 17 years. In the 17-year history of the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And by the way, back in 56, if you wanted Mary Lou to sign a copy of her single, all you had to do was drop by Steer's Record Bar on Water Street in St. John's, or the Musical Clock. That was in downtown St. John's as well. And she would be in the store to sign your copy. Mary Lou Collins from 1956, 12 years old, with Cashmere Sweater. And on that, by the way, she was backed by the Ken Davidson Trio with Evan Johnston at the organ. Okay, now here's something quite different. Still from 1956, now we're going to hear a track by a member of the American Singers, the Four Aces. And they were an American quartet, actually. Had many top 40 hits back in the 1950s. They hit number one, as a matter of fact, in the U.S. with the songs Three Coins in the Fountain and Love is a Many Splendored Thing. And what is the connection now between the Four Aces and Newfoundland? Well, it's this. One of the Four Aces, a fellow by the name of Dave Mahoney, he was stationed at the U.S. Naval Station in Argentia back in the 1940s. And while here, he met Belle Islander Elizabeth, or Betty, Cantwell. They married, and as of 1964, had a couple of children. That gives me reason to play a song by the Four Aces on the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And we shall now hear, from 1956, the song Tell Me Why.
Tell me why, though I try to. Love from the start. Why don't
time and the place. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try?
From their album, Sentimental Souvenirs, released in 1956, you just heard The Four Aces with Tell Me Why. We're moving on now then to the Lidstone sisters. And they were Doris Lidstone Moland, who sang, Muriel Lidstone, who sang, and Evangeline Lidstone, who sang. They all sang, but neither one of them played a musical instrument, I don't think. They put out an album called Favorite Hymns of Newfoundland in 1956. It was on the Banff label, and the musical accompaniment was an organ played by Reg Powell. Now, they were quite popular, those Lidstone sisters, back in the mid-1950s. Had a program of gospel music, which ran for quite a long time on VOCM radio. Now, back to that album, Favorite Hymns of Newfoundland. That was Newfoundland and Labrador's first gospel LP. From then, that album, Old Rugged Cross.
Till my trophies at last I
the Lidstone Sisters with the Old Rugged Cross. Well, time's up. Gotta beat it. Taking us out today, Wilf Doyle. A track from his first long-playing album, released in 1956, Traditional Jigs and Reels of Newfoundland. So we're going to hear now an instrumental version of The Star of Logie Bay. Thank you for tuning in, folks. I do hope you enjoyed today's show and that you'll tune in again next week when we will toast St. Patrick. Until then, let's all be good to each other and especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's so sick, she needs all the love we can give her.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. This show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
There it is.
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres, from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
I've never met a doll I didn't like. If you are a fan of dal or lentil curry too, listen to The Dal Project on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora, while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC.